I'm thankful for being here today. I just really was missing all of y'all. You missing me? So I have a thought on my heart here. Had this on my mind quite a while, and pray the Lord has just helped me bring out what will be a blessing to us. Time. You know, I don't have to draw a clock because we can look at that clock over there. But you know, humans, beings, we all deal with time every day. Time. Because we're in a world of time. Time means a lot to us. Because we only have a certain allotted time. So I'd like to start reading Ecclesiastes 3. This is a very familiar chapter, I think, to a lot of us. I've often thought about this chapter. And there's some really deep meaning in this chapter. But it said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I want to go back a little bit on some of this, and then we'll go farther down a little bit. I'll go ahead and read this in the 17th verse. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there's a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the state of the sons of men that God might manifest them and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. So that a man hath no preeminence above a beast for all his vanity. All go into one place and turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works and that his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? But we know that when our life is over, we're not like the beast. Our spirit goes upward. Our spirit goes to heaven. And when our time is over. But we want to go back to this verse where it says, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And I thought about that. It doesn't say a time to live. Because the time for us to live is so short in one way. In some ways it seems like a very long time. I think back and when I go down memory lane, I can think about when I was a little 5-year-old girl, I can remember things that happened to me. And I remember one time I had this little tricycle and I thought my parents lived at a house where the driveway went down and I thought I'm going to ride that down. It's going to be so much enjoy, so much fun. But when I started out, I just tumbled and tumbled and tumbled. It was misery. I hurt myself bad. But see, I had in my mind, and I just go on as a teenager, and I remember when I met Jerry the first time. Then the little girls that came into our lives that were born. How precious the time. You can just look back in memory lane and think of all the times. The night I got saved was so precious in Jerry's grandmother's house. Special time. One of the greatest things in my life was to give my heart to God. That time we moved to Oklahoma, we packed up everything from Michigan, and we had a desire to come to Oklahoma to serve the Lord and be in a congregation. Really didn't know hardly very few people, but we, you know, we had our U-Haul and the car, and I was following Jerry, and we just took our little girls and left to come here. And how God's blessed us after we've been here so much to be in Oklahoma. I never thought I was going to live in Oklahoma when I was a young girl, but God had a plan. Just think about the different times, and then when my children had children, the grandchildren came along. What a blessing. Think about living at our other house was a little bit bigger. We'd have our Easter celebrations and Christmas celebrations there. The children would all come, and we would hide eggs in the grass, and it seemed like Kevin always would find the blue egg. The blue egg had money in it, quite a bit of money. Maybe not a whole lot, but $5 or $10. I can't remember what I put in there, but along with candy. But anyway, it seemed like Kevin always found that. But you know, just think about the Christmas celebrations, the Thanksgiving celebrations, the time that we went to West Virginia, enjoyed our family. So many precious times in our life that we can go down memory lane and remember. And I know that's what it is with your life too, that you can think back years ago. Even if you're young, you can think back. But you know, time is very special. And the time that God gives us to live, I don't know, I was just meditating on it the other day, and I thought, it is so special, Lord, that you gave us time to enjoy. And I know sometimes we can look at life and think, well, it's just how we look at things. I just kind of come to my mind like this. If you're older, you might think, well, I'm 70 years old now, and I could think almost 71. Soon in October, I could think that, well, my time is running out. But how do I really know? I mean, I don't know how much time I've got here on earth. But I look at it this way. Make a blessing out of every day. That's where I'm getting at this point. This point in my life right now is time is very special. It was always special, but it's getting more special. And I was thinking about where it says you get up early in the morning and you hear the birds when you get older, you know. I'm there. That's where I'm at right now. I want to get up early and hear the birds. It's kind of funny, but it's such a blessing. I just seen there, I want to get up early. And he says, well, honey, maybe you need sleep. I said, well, I have enough sleep. I want to get up. I want to get up early, at least by 7. Sometimes 6:30, but I'm going to get up there when the light starts coming, and I am hearing the birds sing, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Things that we think that we never noticed before, time is getting so special to us that we want to just get all of it. You know what I'm trying to say? Every day. And you know, really, God doesn't want us to look at our life by years. He wants us to look at our life by days. I think about Hezekiah when he turned his face toward the wall and he said, Lord, give me some more time. Basically, he said, give me some more time. I don't want to die now. And God gave him 15 years. And if you times that out, I think I have it in my Bible, but it's over 5,000 days. If you have your phone, but it's 5,000 something. I think it's 5,000. I have it down here. But anyway, what I'm trying to bring out is that's the way we need to look at it. In 1 year, we have 365 days. Well, what are you doing with those 365 days? Of course, there could be a leap year sometimes. What are we doing with them? Every single day, that's a lot of days. So let's not waste our time. Let's enjoy every single day. Enjoy what God has given us in this time. And you know, if you look at life like that, about how precious time is, these little small things that annoy us, they're not important at all. Why did I let that annoy me? Why did I waste my time on letting that bother me? Lord, help me to enjoy the flowers, enjoy the birds, enjoy eating with my family, enjoy everything. Enjoy driving the car. And I thought, I could have thought, well, I got to come down here by myself. But I said, no, I'm not by myself. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. And I get to pray and talk to him the whole way. You know, it's just the way we look at things. But anyway, a time. Everything, there is a season. And I thought about the four seasons. You know, God has made, I'm the type of person, I like change. And I can't always change everything. But I, you know, even if it's just an end table that after a while, I'm going to change it around and I'm going to put a different candle on there, a different flower. Just, I like change. I like to change things around. And it makes me happy. I don't know. Put a pumpkin somewhere, you know, an artificial pumpkin. Just make it pretty. But you know, there's something about that. Or make a special meal that you've never made before. I'm working on that. I'm working on some special things that I've never really took time. I tell you, saints, I made something so good. I'm not bragging on myself. I don't mean it that way at all. But I know I needed to eat more vegetables, and I got this cast iron skillet. It's got enamel coating, and I put cabbage and carrots and onion and celery and broccoli, and then I thought, I've never before made a peanut sauce, so I made a peanut sauce. I made part of Up. And I thought, well, if it's peanut sauce, I bought it at the store, a little extra peanut butter in there, probably would be good. So I stuck it in. And my husband likes sweet things, so I'll squirt some honey in there. I just kind of made it up. I poured it over it and roasted that on 350 for about 45 minutes. That was so delicious. And I'm trying to get more vegetables in there because I talked to my, you might think I'm getting off the subject, but I'm really not, because time is what we're spending with our time, how we can be creative with our time. And you know, when I was in West Virginia, my nephew, he said, some days we eat 27 vegetables. And I just, oh my, how do you eat 27 vegetables in one day? I thought, I'm way behind. I am just way behind. If I could even get 10 vegetables and fruit in, I'd be doing good. There's some days I don't even get 5. I was working on myself. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I got to get these good vegetables. God made lots of good vegetables and fruit and lots of, everything's good, you know what I mean? But I thought, well, I'm going to start working on roasting vegetables. But anyway, I want to get back to this. A time to every purpose under heaven. God gave us four seasons. We're in the fall. How many of us love the fall? I love the fall. Most people love the fall. Is this your favorite? Can we have favorites, I guess? I don't know. But I think fall is one of my favorites. Winter, not so much winter, but I endure it. I get through it. There's some things I like about winter. I like the fireplace going, and I like having hot cocoa. There is some things. I like Christmas. So there are things I like about winter, right? Then springtime, and the flowers start coming up. I guess you might say, then summer, we have camp meetings. And so we have a change, these four different seasons. What if God just would have made one season? That wouldn't have been so much fun. But God made four different seasons, so we're in the fall, we can look forward to the winter. We're in the winter, we can look forward to the spring. We're in the spring, we can look through the summer. And it's changing. It's always changing. And I thought, I get so excited about it. I just get so excited about the different seasons. Time! And, you know, I believe God wants us to be that way, just to enjoy your time. Time is precious. Don't waste your time. And you know, there's something I've heard people say, you know, you go somewhere and people aren't ready or something. You got about 30 minutes or an hour. You don't know what to do with it. And people say, well, I'm just going to kill this time. You know, saints should never say we're killing time. Mm-mm. Don't say that. Even if you go in that place, you find something good to do with your time. You can always pray when you're waiting for people. You can always spend your time wisely, right? There's always something to do. And if there's not something for you to do, create something to do that you love. Right, create something. Don't ever say you're bored. Don't get bored. We can't get bored. Some people get bored. Well, let's look this way. The Lord doesn't want you to be bored. You've got a precious time. So when you find something, ask God to give you something to create. Every one of us have creative abilities, and help God to give you something to create, or go visit somebody and encourage them. You know, and you find out every time you go and try to encourage somebody else, they encourage you. Like we went to see Brother Carl and Sister Molly, and they encouraged us and Sister Paige. Little Paige, you know what she did? I looked over on the couch before we left, and there's two cold water bottles sitting there. I said, "Who put those there?" And they said, "Paige, she always gives people water when they get ready to go." Isn't that sweet? That's so sweet of her. And she was taking it so good what she went through. But, you know, she's precious. Everybody is beautiful in their own way. You know, you hear that song, but it's true. Everybody is precious to God. And time is precious. I want us to be encouraged. This message is to be encouraged to use the time that God has given us. Precious is precious. So you can go back over the scriptures. So we're not going to go through all this, but we know there's different times. And even if there's a time that comes that's sad, God will help you. God will give you the grace that we heard about this morning. He will give you the grace you need. Because you know what? That sad time will not always last. God will cause something good to happen, and it's going to get better. I tell you, when I was going through our house problems, it started out with the wood, and they had to replace the kitchen and the dinette. And then I had to leave the house for a while because of the smell and everything. But then my washer and dryer went out. Then there were some sinks in our bathroom had to be fixed, and the dishwasher was in the living room, and the refrigerator was in the living room. My house was just so, such a mess. But you know, I finally, Thursday, got my house back. Got my house in order. It made me feel so much better. But I went through that hard time, but I tried to keep a good outlook. I tried my best. God helped me and Jerry to get through this. And we did. We went through it. Thank God. It's over. And I hope it stays over. I never thought about praying about for my house that it would not get in all kinds of problems. But anyway, I was thinking about, let's turn over to Psalms 90. It came to me, and this might help us think about, when you're building a house, you know, my husband was a home builder, and we're building a house, it is so messy. And talking about mud, I remember so many times we would go check on our houses, and Jerry would lay out lumber for me to walk on because it was maybe rained and it was muddy, and he didn't want me stepping in the mud. And so he would go get pieces of boards or whatever was laid, and he would lay it out for me, and I kind of had to balance myself. But and I'd walk on those boards to get in the house, and there'd be sawdust everywhere, and just didn't look very pretty. But as time went on, we came to the end of that, and there was a beautiful house, brand new. Everything was new. The dishwasher was new. The stove was new. The carpet was new. The floor was new. The towel, the bathtub was. And I just enjoyed looking at that house, whether it was mine or not. I enjoyed looking at that. New house, all done. I was kind of thinking about that, comparing about our spiritual progress in life. We go through this time world, and it's like we're building. And there's things that we deal with, and we go through this time world. But at the end, when we go to, I'm going to call it a mansion. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I know the song, "What Will It Be to Be There?" We go into the heavenly state, and time is no longer, and we're into eternity, and it's going to be like that beautiful new house, a beautiful mansion at last. All that time that you went through, getting to the end. That's what it'll be like. Beautiful place. You know, let's turn over here to Psalms 90. It says, in the ninth verse, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath." We spend our years as a tale that is told, like a storybook, like a story. "The days of our years are 70, which is 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or 80, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." I was thinking about this congregation. I was pretty young when I started coming here, visiting and ministering. Brother Leslie and Sister Sylvia sat over there. Brother Edwin and Sister Lillian sat like over here somewhere. There was different ones that was here. I know Sister Nina could probably remember all their names. But many has just completely changed. The congregation has almost completely changed. Not all. But they have went into, they've left our time. And that time that we had with them was very, very special. But it's different now. They're gone. They're gone into the heavenly world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say about time? Time, I know you do. Time is very special. And when we're passing through it with people, we really don't realize that someday we're not going to have them anymore. I mean, we realize it, but we don't realize it. It seems like we just kind of think, take them for granted almost. Like, oh, they'll always be there. And then you keep living and you realize they're gone. And they're not with you anymore. Time has taken a place. So then isn't it wisdom for us to love one another and really enjoy one another and really get what we can out of one another spiritually and encourage one another? Because time's going to change one of these days and we're not going to have them. And, you know, it's almost too much to take in, but it's true. Time, that clock. That clock keeps ticking, and one day time will be over. It'll be over for us. It'll be over for this world. Time is very precious. Every heartbeat that we have, it's given from God. It's a gift of God. Don't take your youth for granted either. On over here in 89 and 47, it says, "Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?" But he goes on to say, in the 12th verse, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Are we living our world by daily blessings? Every single day. Wake up and say, "Thank God I'm alive today. What can I do to enjoy my life today that God's given me? What can I do for Jesus? Who can I visit?" The other day, I purpose in my heart, I'm going to get to noon prayer meeting on Wednesday. Seem like Wednesday's some of our busiest day. My husband and I will set out to go to Edmond and plan on getting home. But we do this and that and this and that and this and that. And he says, "Now I got to get gas." Before I know it, the whole day is time for service at night. We come home, and I want to go to noon prayer meeting. So I said, "Lord, I want to go to noon prayer meeting. I feel like this Wednesday you want me to go to noon prayer meeting." So what I did is I put it on signal. I said, "I'm going to be at the noon prayer meeting." So I thought, okay, that'll help me hold me accountable, because when I tell the saints, I'm going to be there, and I got to be there, right? So it was kind of funny because my husband got up and goes, "You want me to go to Edmond with you?" And I says, "Well, honey, I don't think we should do it today. I would do it another day because I got to be at noon prayer meeting. I put it on signal." But you know what turned out? We got to have our time together too. But what turned? He goes, "Well, I really need to be home. I need to work on some of this stuff." Janine called me up and she said, "Sister Marcia, you coming to noon prayer meeting?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Can I be with you today and do some things with you?" And I said, "Sure." And Janine, you know, needs prayer. Janine needs help. And she can't drive herself around. So we did some errands together and got to have lunch together. And God gave us a beautiful day. And we still got to go to church that night. But what I'm saying is our time is so valuable. And let God take it. And, you know, some of us are very organized, and we think, I'm going to do this today, and I'm not changing my mind. That's what I'm going to do. Well, it's all right to a certain point. Being organized is wonderful. But I found out that God takes our plans sometimes and changes them. And he tells us he wants us to do something else with our time. And we have to be flexible to be willing to do that. People that are flexible enjoy their life so much more, I think. Because they're flexible. They're willing to lay down what they were going to do and take God's time. It's his time. What did we hear this morning? The gift of God, the grace of God, all came from God. So really, our time isn't just our time. It's God's time. And if he wants to take some of our time and do something for him or do something else, are we willing to do that? And so time is so precious. I don't know. Maybe I'll look at it differently because I'm older, but it's wisdom that we remember our Creator in the days of thy youth. Let's go back to Ecclesiastes 12. I was saved when I was 18 years old. A lot of the saints, I'm not saying you got to be saved when you're a teenager. I'm not saying that. Some people get saved older. Some people get saved younger. I know some of the saints that was raised with the saints that maybe got saved when they were 10 years old, before they even became a teenager. Then some get saved later. But the wisdom in this is remember your Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, when you're healthy and you're young, you're energetic, that's when God wants you. Yeah, he'll take you when you're old too. But when you're young, I remember an old man at Monarch. He must have been in his 80s, and he was at the altar, and he was just, I probably mentioned it before, it just made such an impression on my mind. I was pretty young then. And he was just hitting that altar bench and asking God to forgive him of his sins. And I thought, he's an old man. He's a real old man. Why did he wait so long? But I saw, I prayed for him. Oh, God, help him to pray through. It was hard for him to pray through. Finally, he got it. He got saved, and he was rejoicing. And he was probably in his 80s. I don't know what happened, but I'm just glad he got saved, right? But it's better if we get saved as young as we can and stay with it. Because, why? Because God is our Creator. He made us. He created you. He gave you your life. You owe everything to God. You didn't create yourself. God made you. God made me. He gave us this life. He gave us our soul, our spirit. He gave us every good gift comes from God. He gave you your family, gave you your wife and your husband. And, you know, we need to love our wife and husband. And I think of that one scripture in the Bible tells men ought to love their wives. Why would you have to be told to love your wife or love your husband? Well, because you're rubbing shoulders with them. Sometimes they aggravate you a little bit. But you have to love them and forgive them. And the longer you live with them, I think that the love just grows. It just grows and grows. But you know, a lot of people when they're young, they have a little argument or something, they want to throw the towel in and forget it. You don't do that. Something that is that important, you don't give up. You keep working on it. It means the world to you. It means you don't understand it now so much. But having a family and sticking with it and having your children and grandchildren is the world to you. It means the world to you. It means the world to your children. It's the most precious thing. A family is the most precious thing to have. And even our other parts of our family. It's a gift of God. So he made you. That's why he wants you to remember the Lord. He provides and cares. He watches. He controls our lives. He works out things for us. Seek God early in your lives so you can live for the Lord, and he will make all your decisions in your life. He'll help you out in the decisions in life. Does anyone here ever have trouble making decisions in life? What about big decisions, like financial decisions or maybe other decisions? Or I'm talking about after you get saved. We need God to help us with our decisions. Where are we going to live? Where are we going to move? You know, after we retired, I thought, well, are we supposed to stay in Guthrie, or are we supposed to go somewhere else? Or, you know, people retire and they go to Florida, and I'm not. There's nothing wrong with going to Florida. I mean, if God sends you there, as I'm saying. But when I thought about it, I did think about it. And I thought, well, if I go to Florida, where am I going to go to church? And am I going to get to see my children very much if I'm in Florida? And I got weighing it all out, and I thought, I don't think God wants me to go to Florida and live. So see, you got to figure it all out. You got to ask the Lord to help you decide what you're going to do with your time. Your time is God's time. What is the most important thing is to be with the saints and be with your family. That's the most important thing, not just to live on some mountain or some ocean somewhere or some beautiful, even if it is beautiful. I got tempted once too about, we bought this land in Missouri and we sold it, but it was the most, I always dreamed about having a house up on a mountain, like where you could look down and see the beautiful, and it was so beautiful there. It tempted me so much. It tempted me so much. But finally I got to the place, I mean, it really tempted me, because I met a realtor to list it, and I cried on the way back to Jerry. I met this lady to list it. I don't want to sell that land. I really don't want to sell that land. But God, if you don't want me to have it, I don't want it. And the Lord began to weigh things out to me. Well, you could go to service, but you're going to have to drive over an hour. Here you just can drive 20 minutes and you're in Guthrie. You're in service. You got two camp meetings a year. You got, plus you got your child there, your youngest daughter, and your youngest grandchildren are there. In fact, I have a date today with my teenage granddaughter. She said she has a day off. So that's why I have to leave this afternoon. She wants to be with me, okay? So where does God want us, right? It's not just what we want. God will let us enjoy life a little bit and everything. And I guess, I mean, I could have stayed saved and done that. But if that's not where God really wants me, I don't want to be there, right? I don't care how beautiful it is. I don't care how beautiful it is. I don't want to be there if that's not where God wants me to be. And it's gone. It's sold. It's out of my life. The temptation is gone. But praise God, we have all kinds of things that we got to consider our time. And you know, like I said, I pray that God will take this message and expand it in your mind, in your personal lives, that you'll take this message about how precious time is. And every single day, get the most out of your time. We know we have to work, and there's things we have to do and all that. You know what? When Jerry and I was working together in the building business, I'd always try to mix work with fun. And so I'd say, well, if I was meeting Jerry for something to pick out things for a house or do something, I'd say, honey, can we have a little lunch together? And he wouldn't make time with me. Maybe not always he could, but he would try and make time with me. But you know, we can incorporate some enjoyment with our work. I don't care if you just make a peanut butter jelly sandwich and sit it there and eat it with your wife in the car. You can incorporate time, precious time with your loved ones. You know, praise the Lord. Revelation 10. Going to end this pretty soon, but I don't even know if I'm actually feel like I'm getting out exactly how I want to get it out, but I just emphasize that time is very precious to us. Every single day is special to us. Revelations 10, 5 and 6. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. So someday time will be no longer. It will be no longer for us, but it will be no longer for this whole world. Time will be over. It will be in eternity. and the things that are precious. And I'm not trying to take away from our life here. God gave us our life to enjoy, and I believe that with all my heart. He gave us, He created us to enjoy our life. But there's something that's priority over this life, and that is to have your soul ready for this eternal home. And this time is no longer, that our soul will go to God, and that we can live into eternity with Him when this life is over. Time shall be no longer. I'm going to read just a little bit here. We must make the best of that which is therefore given us while time lasts. We must be reconciled to it, and we must be happy with the beauty of it. Proper timing. Do we not see God's timing in our lives? What is awaiting us when time is over? Could it not be something so beautiful? I shall not die on Jesus' breast. I'll fly away and then I'll rest. Though I should sleep beneath the sod, my life is hid with Christ and God. I tell the Lord many times, Lord, I thank you for the time you've given me. I want to be faithful. I want to enjoy it. And then when my time is over here, I want to gain heaven. I want to make heaven my home. I pray for every one of you that you will be encouraged with this message. I'm not trying to discourage us. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm trying to encourage us that time is precious and that we'll see the more value of it and the value of our loved ones. See the more value of it. You know, my mother is 91. And I will tell this before I sit down. I was praying. We had so many things going on at the house and so many things I thought I would be hindered. I usually try to go twice a year. It's like 11 or 1,200 miles from here, West Virginia. And I usually try my best to go twice a year to see my mother. My mother's 91. She can't come see me. She's too sick. She can't walk very good. She can't get on an airplane. She can't come see me. So if we're gonna see each other, I have to do it. And I was trying to figure out how I would ever find time, how it would work out, you know? And all of a sudden, one day, unexpected, I get a phone call from Jody. Because I did my April trip, but I hadn't, this was just a couple months ago in August, we went to West Virginia. And Jody called and she says, Mom, Paul is going to be there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'd like to see him. And so I thought we could fly there and rent a car and I could see Paul a couple days or see him a little bit and see him a couple days after you fly back to Oklahoma. And I'll drive you up in the rental car, drive you the rest of the way for about another 5 hours to West Virginia. And you can get to see your mom and sister and brother. I said, well, thank the Lord. I said, this sounds wonderful. And you know, Jody, she's precious. They're all precious. But Jody thought that all up for me so I could go see my mom. And we had a wonderful visit. And Jerry was home with his problems with the house and everything. But anyway, God let me go. God let me go. And I just praise him that he heard. You know, it's like you're thinking something and you're kind of praying about it, but you're just kind of trying to figure out how it's ever going to happen. And God just opened up the door, just got a phone call and everything changed. That's what happens in our life. God, all of a sudden, God will just open up something. Something happens and it's just amazing. We think, oh, God really worked that out. So anyway, I just praise him. Saints, I really mean from my heart. I praise God for time. I praise God that he's given me this much time. I look back over my life. I have so many people I know that have never reached 70 years old. And I just thank God that he has given me this much time and I'm healthy and I can preach the gospel. I was singing a little song when I was coming down here. I was singing, preach, preach, preach the gospel. And it says, pray that God will have his way. It says, you know, God can bless us. He can just bless us with our lives. I hope that this will give you some kind of blessing with your time. I don't know how God's going to work with it, but I believe with all my heart God gave this to us today to encourage us to use our time wisely and to make heaven our home. Pray for me.